Live from the GPB newsroom, Good Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Super Bowl is just 2 days away. Public safety officials around Mercedes-Benz Stadium are trying to tackle a flying nuisance, drones. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Bring your lucky jersey. Bring your face paint. Bring your team spirit. And leave your drone at home. And make the game safe for everyone. The big game is a no-drone zone.
That's the message from the Federal Aviation Administration ahead of Super Bowl 53 in downtown Atlanta. A spokesperson for Atlanta's FBI office said they have already confiscated several drones flying within restricted airspace. Drones are not allowed to fly within 1 nautical mile around the stadium, and on game day, that expands to 30 nautical miles. Drone operators could face hefty fines and even jail time. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
In an interview with the Savannah Morning News, Kemp said he generally supports the practice, but not off the coast of Georgia. The governor's position puts him at odds with the Trump administration, which is preparing permits to allow testing for possible drilling sites off the Atlantic coast. In February 1733, the first colonial settlers landed with James Oglethorpe in what is now Savannah. GPB's Cindy Hill explains today's celebration of Georgia Day.
Thousands of young students dressed in colonial costumes marched through the streets of Georgia's first capital, Savannah, today in the Georgia Day Parade. Stan Deaton is with Georgia Historical Society. He says the state's founders banned slavery for the first 20 years and welcomed Jewish immigrants and German Salzburgers at a time when other states did not.
Georgia was founded with the noble purpose of non sibi sed alis, which means not for self, but for others. And it's a good thing to remember, I think, where we come from, how far we've been, and maybe how far we still have to go.
The parade kicks off the Georgia History Festival, with events scheduled across the state throughout the month. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.